Indeed, the last time I had the opportunity to preach an Easter sermon was probably back in 1989. That was a year before I left active ministry to be married. I don't remember too much about what I said that year, but I do remember back in 1973 when I preached for the first time my Easter celebration. On Wednesday of Holy Week of that year, in the afternoon, I was ordained a deacon. And of course, you know, one of the roles of the deacon is to be able to proclaim the gospel and to preach the good news. And my pastor, you know, came up to Rosary Cathedral in Toledo from my home parish of Lyman St. Rose to celebrate with me. And in my excitement after the ordination, you know, I went up to him and said, you know, hey, listen, you know, if there's anything I can do for Easter, I'd be more than happy to. And he said, well, you know, besides everything else, would you want to preach the Easter masses? And I said, oh boy. And I stuck my foot in my mouth. So I sort of had to agree. Now, by nature, I am sort of a shy individual. I'm more of a listener than a talker. Just ask my wife. And the thing was, is that when I went to the seminary, one of the things that really scared me was to be able to get up and to talk before a small group or a large group. And I sort of wondered how I was ever going to preach every Sunday. And so here I was, going to preach in a few days, a sermon on Easter. Now, on Holy Thursday, that morning, we had the Chrism Mass, which took quite a bit of time. Went back to Lima, and of course, we had the celebration of Holy Thursday. So I didn't have too much time to get ready to prepare what I was going to say. So I got up on Good Friday morning and looked over the readings and started thinking about what I might say. But then I had to get ready because we had the Good Friday services, both in the afternoon, and then we had Stations of the Cross in the evening. And I also just happened to have some family coming in to spend some time with us. So, to say the least, I really didn't get too much time to, again, sit down and prepare a good homily, a good sermon. And the same thing with Saturday. My brother and my nieces and nephews were there, you know, so we were busy sitting there and you're playing with them and getting ready. So the long and the short of it is coming about, you know, 8:30 at night. I'm sitting there, you know, in my outfit. I read the gospel and I get up to prepare to preach my sermon. And I tell you the truth, I'm not quite exactly sure what I'm going to say. In the seminary, you were taught, you know, okay, well, you do the readings, you look up the scriptures, you write yourself a nice little outline, you sit there and you mark it on cards, you take time to really get this ready. And the thing is, I really hadn't had any time to do any of that. But here he was, before some of my friends and family in my parish church. And the thing was, is that when I walked up and read that gospel, there was a calm and a peace that sort of came over me. And I preached for 20 minutes. Not only 20 minutes that night, but for the next three masses on Easter morning, each time I preached. And it sort of has become my style to sit there and look over the readings, to reflect and think about it, and let the Spirit sometimes do the work. Really, you know, for me, in a way, it was the whole celebration of Easter coming to light, of Christ's victory over death. You know, when we think about Christ's victory, his resurrection, the victory over the cross, the victory over death, most often we think about, when we or someone we love dies. We know that, that if we have been faithful, if we've tried to live a good life, not a perfect life, and that we have followed Jesus, is that we know that, when we die, that our soul is going to go to heaven. And there it's going to rejoice and celebrate, and eventually one day to be joined again at the end of, on the last day, with our body to be taken up to heaven for eternity. But yet, what we celebrate here tonight just isn't about the death of Jesus and when we die. But it's about the death of Jesus in all the ways throughout our life in which we die. All of the struggles, all of the difficulties, all of the pain, all of the hurt are opportunities for us to sit there and to live our faith, to die with Christ, to believe in him and to walk with him. God, Jesus, never promised that there would never be any sorrow, that we would never have difficulties, that things would always go our way, that everything would be right. But that he promised that if we are faithful and believe in him, that somehow we will rise with him. So when we lose our job, get divorced, we lose a loved one, we lose a child, when things don't go right, when everything that I had planned just doesn't seem to work, and I really feel frustrated, I feel down, and I feel depressed, that I turn to Easter. I turn to the resurrection. And I realize that if I can walk with Christ as we have done during this time of Lent, that if I can believe and have faith, that I will rise with him. That we will get through it. That the power of the cross, that the power of the victory just isn't over death, but it's all the ways in which we die in our life, all the really struggles, all the really problems that we have, that if we believe, if we trust in God and we turn and put our faith in God, if we ask for the Spirit to come as the apostles did at Pentecost, so that they could go out and to preach and to die with Christ, that we will rise with him. So we celebrate tonight. Let us think about that. I think about the words of Jesus, as we listened to, we're here last night, on his last days. He's risen. There is no earthly power on earth. There is no power on earth that can keep him down. And that's the same thing. There is no earthly power that can keep us down because of Jesus and his resurrection and what he offers to us. Alleluia, alleluia, he is risen. We have a way to be happy and joyous and to find peace through all of our struggles and all of our difficulties, not only today, but every day of our life. God bless you. May you have a joyous Easter and a peaceful and loving Easter season. God bless in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.